Hello, my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 16th of June 2017. Addressing the needs of first-time fathers, this is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Childbirth is a time when attention is rightly focused on the woman and the baby, but what about the father, and especially first-time fathers? What are their needs and how can they be addressed? This is the topic of an article from Singapore by Shorey et al. Titled First-Time Fathers' Postnatal Experiences and Support Needs, a Descriptive Qualitative Study, and published in JAN. The study aimed to explore first-time fathers' postnatal experiences and support needs in the early postpartum period. 15 first-time fathers were interviewed, and, hardly unexpectedly, the researchers found no sense of reality to sense of responsibility, unprepared and challenged support needs, sources, experience and attitude, and future help for fathers. For example, one father said, "One thing that we want to do as a father is to get more involved. But another thing, maybe from the hospital or from institutes, is telling us what we have to do. So, to be more aware, involve us more so that we will feel more important." The authors concluded the study provides empirical evidence on the experiences and support needs of first-time multiracial fathers in Singapore. The fathers in this study underwent a series of emotional and personal challenges during their transition to fatherhood in the early postnatal period. They shared their support needs and the desire to be considered as an integral part of their family by Singapore healthcare professionals, especially nurses and midwives.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.